you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Thursday, May 12th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. A wildfire in Orange County has burned several multi-million dollar homes to the ground. County Fire Authority Chief Brian Fennessy told reporters last night that they're estimating around 20 homes have been destroyed. The coastal fire, as it's called, was first reported by his agency around 3 p.m. yesterday, and onshore winds quickly fanned the flames. It's grown to around 200 acres, 0% containment. It's burning in Aliso and Wood Canyons Wilderness Park and nearby neighborhoods between Laguna Niguel and Laguna Beach. The South Coast Air Quality Management District has issued a smoke advisory today because of that fire. A federal appeals court has ruled that California's ban on the sale of semi-automatic weapons to adults under age 21 is unconstitutional. A panel of the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals finds the law violates the Second Amendment right to bear arms. The Firearms Policy Coalition, which brought the case, says it is optimistic other age-based gun bans will be overturned. The State Attorney General's office says it is reviewing the ruling. L.A. County may end up paying out $32 million to relatives of a Lancaster boy who was allegedly tortured to death by his mother and her boyfriend after the county received reports of abuse about 10-year-old Anthony Avalos. The lawsuit filed by the boy's father and other family members accuses the County Department of Children and Family Services of failing to protect Anthony and other kids in the home. In other news, the California Coastal Commission today is set to decide the fate of a proposed desalination plant in Huntington Beach. Commission staff had recommended a no vote on the Poseidon Water Project. KPCC's climate emergency reporter Aaron Stone says the company has been trying to build the plant since 1998, but there has been a lot of resistance. Things, though, might change now that we're in an era of escalating climate change.
Proponents see desalinization as an expensive but necessary way to address water supply shortages as drought becomes the new normal in California. Opponents say it's an overly expensive option that should be a last resort, basically, and that improving water recycling, wastewater recycling, water efficiency, and things like that are much more cost-effective ways to deal with the drought, and that those should be where efforts go.
Among the concerns cited by commission staff in their 200-page report are potential damage to marine life and uncertainty about how ratepayers might be affected. A street cleanup in LA's Pico Union area along Vermont Avenue is causing confusion and anxiety for sidewalk vendors who work there. KPCC's Leslie Beristein-Rojas has more.
The cleanup in the area of 11th and 12th Streets was announced this week by City Council member Gil Cedillo's office. The plan calls for sewer and storm drain cleaning and power cleaning of the sidewalks. This stretch of Vermont, which sits along the El Salvador Community Corridor, is also a popular location for street vendors. And as they've arrived to find the sidewalks blocked with fencing, they've worried about when and if they can return. Street vendor advocate Sergio Jimenez says the city should provide more information.
That would help a lot, right? When they can come back, how they can come back, some form of support from the city council, and just clarity.
Jimenez says many vendors have had to leave while some are paying to set up in a private lot nearby. According to City Public Works, the project is temporary. Cedillo's office did not respond to a request for comment. Its original statement said the area had become, quote, unsanitary and unsafe, and that vendors will be given an opportunity to vent safely. I'm Leslie Beristein-Rojas.
If you drive the Foothill Freeway in the San Fernando Valley, be aware that parts of the westbound 210 at the connector to the westbound 118 will be closed this weekend for paving work. It's set to start tomorrow night and continue until early Monday morning. Caltrans is warning drivers to expect delays and consider alternate routes. A lawyer for Congressmember and LA mayoral candidate Karen Bass is demanding that television stations pull an ad that he describes as defamatory. The commercial brings up the federal bribery case against suspended LA City Council member Mark Ridley Thomas and a former former USC dean. And it says that Bass, after getting $95,000 in free tuition from USC, repeatedly voted to give the university millions in taxpayer funds. Bass campaign attorney Stephen Kaufman says that is blatantly false and purposely misleading.
Votes that Congresswoman Bass took in Congress did not mention USC and were bills that were, frankly, to fund the entire federal government or to fund government agencies and had nothing to do with USC.
The attorney has sent cease and desist letters to local TV stations running the ad. The LA Police Protective League placed it. The union's Tom Sago says there are no plans to pull it.
Our ad is 100% factual, it's accurate, and more importantly, it's sourced. We provided every television station before we shipped the ad all of our backup materials.
According to Sago, the Bass attack ad is set to run through the June 7th primary election. Taking a look at the weather forecast, prepare for warmer temperatures, afternoon highs mid-70s to mid-80s at the coast and in the L.A. Basin. Coastal valleys, the IE and inland Orange County will be in the upper 70s to mid-80s. The Antelope Valley will range from the upper 60s into the 70s. And Coachella Valley highs will be in the low 80s. Temperatures will increase significantly tomorrow and particularly on Saturday. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live at KPCC.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.